Modern ideologies share a progressive, unidirectional view of time, even if they interpret it differently. There's a relationship between modernity and the interpretation of time. Now that Dugin has said that progressive unidirectional time characterizes the three political theories, he starts a new section in which he discusses American scientist Gregory Bateson's more general criticism of unidirectional progress as such, so not just in the political sphere. The key concept here is monotonic process, which is the idea of constant growth, constant accumulation, development, steady progress, all accompanied by the increase of only one specific indicator. Monotonic processes always proceed in only one direction, without cyclical fluctuations and oscillations. Bateson studied such processes in biology, mechanics, and society, and concluded that they destroy life, machines, and societies. In other words, they're destructive, so it's helpful for Dugin to mention him in relation to the three political ideologies. He's invoking the authority of the scientists. He's evoking his argument to show that constant growth in one direction and one variable across a variety of systems, including political and ideological ones, has a destructive effect. We start again from the fact that all three ideologies are modern and that the fourth political theory is an unmodern theory. Now, I can't help but remind you here that Leo Strauss, that great scholar of the history of political philosophy, wrote in his essay on how to study medieval philosophy that there's a lot that modern man can learn from pre-modern, unmodern man. And it's probably also relevant to point out that Strauss has an essay called Progress or Return, where he also challenges the progressive view of time and juxtaposes to it a traditional view, in his case a Jewish one, about the importance of a turning back or return, teshuvah, progress or return. So Dugin is not alone in thinking about the relationship between modernity and its understanding of time as progressive, or in wanting to offer an alternative account. Now we can ask whether Dugin simply rejects a progressive view of time altogether, banishing it from the realm of possible or permitted opinions. In fact, as you see from the text, the fourth political theory does not simply reject progressivism, but it does relativize it. There are progressive societies that share a monotonic or progressive view of time, but neither those societies nor their understanding of time should be taken as the standard for other societies. We get political pluralism on Dugin's account when we acknowledge the differences without either universalizing them or abolishing them.